A lot of estimates suggest that the average American acquires at least one new item of clothing each week. That's obviously on average. Many of these are going to be worn, a handful of times. Then we consign them, or we put them back in the closet, or we donate them, or maybe even we throw them out. And I'm gonna add that as we're acquiring clothes, wherever we buy them, we don't often take the time to look at, all right, what is in our clothes? What are the ingredients, if you will? What are the materials? And there's a lot of downward price pressures. And, you know, we have sites like Temu and Shein and, you know, even Amazon that are really trend driven. Let's be honest, maybe a little lower quality sometimes, but high fashion and reasonable prices. And that's kind of what consumers want. So I'm thinking, all right, times and thoughts maybe will continue to change as we really take note of what's best for our health, what's best for the environment. So I'm heartened that there are entrepreneurs out there looking to solve this issue of fast fashion. Chris Colby is the co-founder of Hypernatural, a material science company that designs and sells a proprietary patent-pending yarn and clothes with natural fibers, and we'll let him talk all about those fibers later, but really innovative, high-end stuff. Chris, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
Of course. So just level set for us here. What's fast fashion, and are our clothes making us sick?
Well, first of all, like, fast fashion really is, by design, cheap, disposable, you know, on-trend clothes mm-hmm. that are meant to be worn, you know, probably a handful of times, and then they're sort of retired.
Okay,
and so their obsolescence is by design, and so that drives a certain mentality in terms of what it takes to make those products.
Yeah. All right. So we used to be worried a lot about, I think it was mainly Halloween costumes, and 'tis the season, right? We were worried that they were flammable, that we didn't know what the materials were made of. How do we know when we're buying clothes from so many different sources what the true materials are?
Well, I'm going to let you in a little secret. There is a dirty little secret in our fashion industry, and people do not realize that almost everything we wear from yoga, golf, when we're active wear, our team uniforms, our kids wear. Our school uniforms our kids wear are all made from synthetics. Hmm. And these synthetic materials and the chemicals that go along with them are actually making us sick. Hmm. And so when I tell people, literally, everything you're wearing that's made of polyester, nylon, or spandex is made from pure plastic.
Hmm.
Nobody knows.
Even the dry fabrics on our skin, this isn't like, hey, it's got to be moist and it's got to interact with the skin. I mean, there are properties in clothing that are just kind of seeping into our being.
Yes. So everything you're wearing that has performance, polyester, synthetics, nylon attached to it is made from pure plastic. And the pure plastic contains BPAs, mm-hmm. microplastics, but it is also coated in synthetic dyes and chemicals to make it look the color it is, or to make it resist stains or mm-hmm. wrinkle-free. All of those are chemicals that are dangerous for our health, mm-hmm. and they're causing chronic health conditions, much in the way our food and our beauty and other things that we put on our skin, our whole environment. But nobody's talking about the effects of synthetic materials.
All right. When we come back, more with Chris Colby from Hypernatural. If the consumer is saying, we want trendy, we want inexpensive, we want now, isn't that what the market's going to deliver? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Chris Colby, one of the co-founders of Hypernatural, working to kind of combat, the materials within all of our clothes that maybe aren't exactly the best for us. So Chris, as you look at kind of the world of fast fashion and manufacturing, you know, how do you combat what the market wants to deliver to the consumer?
Well, you know, price and availability is always going to drive the market. And I think right now, since really, you know, since 1990, the cost of garments in our industry has not changed at all as it relates to overall inflation.
Okay.
And so the whole cost curve has been bent down for 30 years artificially through these synthetic plastic materials that are readily available because they're a byproduct of oil refining and they are, you know, they're easy to make. And so this is where the market's artificially being driven down. And it, the real cost of that is pollution. And so not just pollution on our environment, but it's actually polluting our bodies.
Yeah.
And this is where there's just a very low awareness of the effects of this artificial pricing, which is in businesses like fast fashion and Temu and Shein, who are trading on the idea that you can sell everybody a lot of stuff for cheap and no one's going to ask any questions.
Yeah. And you can buy the $5.32 t-shirt and you like what the slogan is and you're going to wear it no matter what. No questions asked.
Right. So there's a real cost for a $9.99 dress.
Yeah.
You know, t-shirts were $7 in the 70s and they're still $7. Right. And so there's something really wrong about that.
Yeah. So you spent your career, Land's End, Kohl's, and now are in the entrepreneurial fashion space yourself. Tell us about Hypernatural, kind of what you want to do from a product standpoint, but also from obviously a materials standpoint. That seems like the problem you're out to solve.
Exactly. So I personally have always never felt great about wearing synthetic materials in my body. You know, they make you hot. They make you sweat. They actually smell awful. Yeah. Like sometimes I've had to leave shirts in hotel rooms because I just can't pack them. and so you get to this place and you just sort of, why do I not like this so much? And so I've always been aware of what I'm putting into my body, but not as much of what I was putting onto my body. Mm-hmm. And so what I've really discovered is what you put on your body is what goes in your body.
Yeah.
And so as you dig a little bit deeper, you realize is there's not a lot of great options in this in the world of performance materials that are not synthetics coated in chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so making clean, naturally performing materials, but using science to do it, I saw as an enormous opportunity. And there's a ton of innovation going on in material science, particularly biomaterials, which are derived from natural ingredients. And so we spent 2 years developing this special fiber and yarn with the idea that we could produce a fabric, and that fabric really became Hypernatural.
Hmm. And where are you producing that fabric?
So we make it in Asia.
Okay.
A lot of the waste comes from Asia. So we're using everything from seafood waste to mining waste to all these different things that are just readily available.
Yeah.
And then we repurpose and regenerate them into all new fibers and materials that actually have performance capability. So they cool the skin.
Mm-hmm.
They resist odor. They actually reduce inflammation in the body. So there's all these sort of other benefits by using these natural ingredients.
Hmm. And as a smaller brand than launching, raising money, where do you think your niche will be as you continue to grow?
Well, right now we're going after what is clean, cooling, bioperformance material. So things that you can work out in or play golf in and ultimately do it without having the risks of undermining your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so as people become more aware, much as they have in the food industry or the clean beauty industry, of the effects of having these sort of non-clean materials on your body or in your body, we think the market will shift.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of forces that will shift the market, including government regulations as well as consumer
awareness.
And we
want to talk about that when we come back. Obviously, the impact of the election and possible regulations could really kind of force change from a consumer standpoint, without a doubt. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the dollars and cents of fast fashion. But what are some of the solutions out there that could impact our health and our clothing in the future? Chris Colby is one of the co-founders of Hypernatural, joins us. So, Chris, as you look at obviously raising money for, you know, still you're still in the startups phase, what impact could the election and possible government regulations, not only coming, you're seeing a lot of clothing regulations in Europe, you're seeing some in California and New York, you know, how could that transform the fashion business?
Well, I think it already is, and it's, I don't think the election itself will really determine how that evolves, but, you know, in Europe, in California and New York, there is a lot of number of legislation going through. around the idea of really starting to tax the polluters, disincentivize the dirty practices that lead to ecological impact, but also human health. And so you're starting to see, like in France, they're taxing fast fashion like cigarettes, and they're making it more expensive to buy these cheap goods.
Yeah.
And then also charging a cost for end of life, which is most of these things, these clothes and fast fashion get dumped into Goodwill bills and become baled.
Right.
And then we ship them off to the southern half of the world, and they end up in Africa, India, and all these other places. Yeah. And so these countries are starting to reject this textile waste. Mm-hmm. And so all this legislation is really pointed at really starting to make accountable in terms of the cost of, of these types of goods, but also making it incentivizing the clean. Yeah. And so I think incentivizing clean, just like in energy, is the way you start to shift the market, in addition to just letting people know what's actually happening.
So the education is around, you know, not necessarily environmentally friendly sustainability. It's about creating clean fashion, clean beauty, clean energy. Like, that is where we're moving as an economy.
Yeah, it's more than a trend. So, like, I'd say clean is a transformation that's been happening since the 70s or 80s through food. You know, you think about Whole Foods. And then in 2010, clean beauty wasn't even a word. And now it's 85, 90 brands at Sephora. You're starting to see it going into clean materials because of the overall ecological impact, but also the human cost. You know, the cancers, infertility, all the things that we're seeing. Breast cancer is, you know, getting younger and younger, and it's all a root of our environment, and materials that we put on our body is a big part of that environment.
Yeah, there's a lot of the first layer companies now that are making, you know, more friendly products so that the materials aren't seeping into bodies and causing cancers.
That's right. And so what is clean is an important question in your environment. And so materials is often overlooked. And so we're trying to turn up the volume on that. And then I think transparency of how you certify clean. There are things like Okotex and Blue Sign certifications, which are the only way to know if what you're wearing isn't toxic.
Okay. So what are some of the prices and products at Hypernatural that are available right now?
So we started out, we launched last year into the market making men's shirts. So we're making t-shirts and polo shirts and full, you know, knitwear, just to kind of see how the market would respond.
Yeah.
And we were sold at places like Nordstrom. And it's been really, really well received. It's a premium product. So our products are, you know, $85 t-shirts and $135, $150 polos. So they're premium.
It's a high end, yeah.
But that's what it costs these days to make a better product. But over time, we see ways to scale this down and make it more accessible. Our materials, we will work with other brands, and we'll start to sell other underwear brands or activewear brands or even women's intimates brands our materials. And so it's really built to scale. And so we call it co-opetition. And so we will compete and cooperate with our market in a way to get our materials, these clean choices, more into the market at all different price points.
All right. I got to ask, where do you buy your clothes and why?
Well, aside from being pretty much, I wear Hypernatural every day. And for a lot of reasons, because actually it's just the most comfortable thing in my closet. So that's where you win with customers first.
Right.
But then I buy a lot of vintage, to be perfectly honest with you. My kids go to the Goodwill, and they do this thing called Depop, and they're always buying and recycling stuff. And they're actually bringing really cool stuff that I actually want to wear. And so what you're seeing is what people throw away. And it's pretty amazing what people get rid of these days. And so I don't see the need for a lot of new clothes unless it's something I just generally don't own. And if I do, it'll be 100% natural materials. I really don't wear synthetics to work out in, sleep in, do anything in.
As long as you know it's a high-end cotton and you know the basic ingredients, you're comfortable with it.
Yeah. Listen, if it has something in there you cannot pronounce, like petrolethylene or something like that, or if a, you know, forever chemical – these are things that are causing all our health problems, you know. And so I just look for things that have simple ingredients and things that come from naturally derived sources, ideally organic, but also just things that are not synthetic.
All right. Clean fashion with Hypernatural. Chris, I appreciate you coming in the studio and taking time with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jeff.